Mariah Edgroos interviewed Paula McLeod of Hurstbridge Farmgate about farming on the fringe, their peri-urban challenges and opportunities.
Okay, I'm Paula McLeod. I live in Hurstbridge and I've lived here for the last 30 years growing food, and we share the food with the community through Hurstbridge Farmgate. The peri-urban area where we live is on the fringe of Melbourne, and historically it's had a history of farming, and very much so this property that we live on previously was a mixed farm. In the peri-urban area, it's some of the most vulnerable land, and it's continually seen as land that is in waiting for development. But it really makes a very valuable contribution to the preservation of this landscape, biodiversity and conservation, agriculture and food production, and also for human well-being. So the peri-urban area provides so many different aspects into the life of the urban area of Melbourne.
Yeah, fantastic. There's been a lot of research and chatter around fringe farming recently in regards to Melbourne's food bowl. Could you describe your journey with the farm and maybe how things have changed recently, or any challenges re development that you might have had specifically, if you can speak to that?
Yep, certainly. I think definitely we're seeing a bit of a shift in the way people are viewing their food. And certainly with COVID and with the impact of climate, people are starting to demand more transparency on where their food comes from. We've also been forced back into more of a hyper-local way of living, certainly in Victoria with lockdowns and whatever. People have been forced to look to their local area as to where their food comes from. So that some of those changes have made people become more aware of the need for food to be grown more locally. The food system itself is under a lot of stress. And so when something out of the ordinary happens, like COVID, the pressure that it applies to that makes it difficult for the just-in-time and just-enough delivery process to occur.
The relationship that your farm has with consumers has changed, do you think, permanently because of the pandemic?
Look, I'm hoping that it has changed permanently. I guess each time there's another a jolt to the food system, you just get more people probably stepping over the line and saying, yes, we want to change the way we eat and grow food. So certainly, fingers crossed that things are changing. There are planning issues, I know, in the area that we're in that relate to the Green Wedge and the peri-urban area that make it difficult. And so it would require some significant changes to some of the planning scheme to ensure some of those things happen.
Would you say that the area that you're in is more about biodiversity than agriculture? Can you speak to the specifics of your Green Wedge?
Yes. There certainly is that element of a strong element of biodiversity and conservation and protecting the Green Wedge. And that is something that we would support wholeheartedly. And that's one of the benefits of small-scale agriculture, is that it can be adopted with a process of regenerative agriculture or bio-intensive farming or growing on a smaller scale, which is a far more holistic approach to where the farmer is actually reimagining their role within the ecosystem and not looking at the ecosystem as something that they have to tackle and overcome, and in some cases destroy, of course.